ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। कल का स्लोगन रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली इन द कंपनी ऑफ द वन फादर एंड मेक हिम योर कंपेनियन, दिस इज ग्रेटनेस। वो इंग्लिश, ओके। It's very easy to say, make Baba my companion. I'm so used to talking in Hindi that it's difficult to talk in English now. Most of the lectures are to be given in Hindi, that's why. Firstly, I'd like to thank also Dr. Sachin for being an instrument to allow us to have this extra yoga, 1.5 hours. From 5 to 6:30, which normally we would be doing Karam Yoga, but this is a bit deeper. And every morning, I'm so blessed, and we are also blessed to get 1.5 hours of extra time with Baba. So let's use this time while listening to remain in yoga, because that is greatness, right? That's what Baba said just now. So being with Baba while listening, while these eyes are looking at everybody, while these ears are active, is an art. So we can use our intellect to do that. Karam Yoga, we have a vision inside. And the vision usually leads us to where we want to go. So the vision inside is Baba. If the vision inside, Baba has, it is only in this knowledge that we have this accurate gyan that Baba is a point of light. Nowhere else we ever heard this. I was hunting for God my whole life. 20 years in bhakti. A Sikh religious leader I became. Without wanting to become. Not because of search for God. And so simple, point of light. Like him, like me. Same to same. We are identical. So when I see in my vision, point of light, me, and point of light, Baba, in union, we are in his company. Prabhu milan ho raha hai. Abhi, isi vakt, hum sab Prabhu milan hi to kar rahe hai. We are doing Prabhu milan right now. The difference, a little difference for tomorrow, is we are going to be in the live presence and hear live words, fresh, unspoken before, from Baba. How alert we need to know, because we want to know, we are hearing all these Murlis, which is a Prabhu Milan, and every moment. This morning, past 5 minutes, right now, when the class was going on with the brother, I'm touching the topic from a different angle because he already covered a lot of the things, everything actually. So Prabhu Milan is now, in every now. So when I go to the Prabhu Milan, I'm already in Prabhu Milan. I'm not going for a Prabhu Milan. I'm already in a Prabhu Milan. I'm going to listen to the live sweetness and experience the live sangat of the huge congregation of everybody who has that bhav of love inside them. You know, there was one geet which I heard. The way Dr. Sachin quotes from the scriptures, and many seniors here quote from the Hindi scriptures. I'm from the Sikh religion, so I quote from the Granth. And what touched me, one sentence which I didn't even know at that time why I was even crying when I heard the first song that made me cry. Kya jana, kya jana, kya hoega re mai, hoega re mai, har darshan bin rehen na jai, हर दर्शन बिन रहन न जा, क्या जाना क्या जाना क्या होएगा रे माई, होएगा रे माई। I was fine, but I was not fine. Tears were flowing and I'm like, what is Guru? At that time, my Guru was the Guru Granth Sahib. What are these words trying to tell me, that you need to be, meet God? Har darshan bin rehen na jai? And I'm living every day of my life totally at bliss, at peace, happy, eating, getting up. So what is meeting with God? Why is it saying that, what's going to happen to me if I don't meet God? That suddenly triggered. We are not in charge. Why that song or that Geet triggered, the verse of the Guru Granth Sahib triggered me that morning, I don't know. All I can say is we have a thirst inside in the soul which is imprinted for 5,000 years. And when it's time for that role to be played by the director, the director's written the script and it's all preset. And when it has to unfold, it will unfold. And tomorrow what's going to happen is going to unfold exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. So even if you don't have a really good milan, or if you do, it doesn't matter. Just move on and carry with the effort, the urge. We call this virag. Do we have that virag? Not the sad one that we had in bhakti. The virag has shifted. In bhakti, the Prabhu Milan was, God knows if we even know who God is and how are we going to meet God. And no one even knows what God is. Why even ask the question, who is God? One saint, one man asked, not saint, one Bhaisa, who I used to listen to, who sang this Shabad and touched me. I went to meet him the next day, because after that kirtan, and the tears were flowing non-stop, and somebody would come and ask me after the kirtan, we were going to eat dinner, how are you, and I'd be like, I'm not fine. Outside, my health is perfect, my husband is perfect, my children are perfect, life is beautiful, I'm well off, no problem, but I'm not fine. Who is that I that's not fine? I was so confused. So I went to this Bhaisab the next day and I said, Har Darshan, I want to meet, what is meeting God? Isn't God everywhere? And he's like, and he gave me a good answer, which made me realize how stupid I was and how ignorant I was. I knew nothing. He asked me, is God here? Everywhere, you say, here, 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 here. And I went blank. Everywhere? No. And I'm like, oh, so you know that God is everywhere? I kept quiet and I realized for the first time in my life, what we say that God is everywhere and God is one and God is this and God is that and Satnam, Ekonkar and Satnam and Kartapurak and Nirpo and Nirve. Just words. Just words. No experience. At all. And the enormity of that journey. So I started studying the scriptures. And yesterday, Baba quoted again from the Granth. Mot pliti kappad hoy de sabun laye otoy. Parye mat papa ke sang o tope nave ke rang. The next lines. We can only clear this ignorance, these vices, these things that are bringing us down with him, in his company. And of course, it was a long journey to know how to tap into him as a union. What is the difference between our, even if you announce to the world, God is a point of light and you are a point of light and have a union, it is not the same as a Brahmin doing it. Every day we delve deeper. Every Murli, there's a new point. 10 years of Murli, new points. Amazing. So, what is it? How? Let's tap into how is God and me connecting at what level? The soul, if we remove the soul from our body, what is the soul? Mind, thought, feelings. Three main things. Thoughts, feelings, and vision. If these three can be aligned with Baba, we are done. My thought is of Baba. My feeling is of love for my most beloved. Sometimes you don't feel. You are in the hall and you might be hungry. Bring on the feeling for your child, for your mother, that feeling, and then direct it towards Baba. We do not love God. We think we do. Right now we don't. But we want to love God. When I was new in Gyan, the first question when I just finished Gyan, Sister La, the center, the head of Thailand, asked me one question. Who loves God the most? And I found that such a silly question. To myself, I thought, what a question. How do I know how much anybody loves God? I only know how much I love God. Why should I even compare? So the question is, who loves God the most? The most means there has to be a comparison between someone and someone. So I was a little confused at the question. And so everybody answered, I don't know what they answered, but when it was my turn, I said, I love God the most. Simply because I don't know how much anybody loves God. I don't know. But I know that I love God the most because I have given my life to Him, and every thought of mine is, I want to find out what is written in all these scriptures. Why do we bow down to these scriptures? Why is religion such a big thing? I was already done with earning and working and being famous and being popular and always getting praised. I was already done with all that. With money, I was already done. And I'm talking about this 10 years ago. So, today, someone asks me, who loves Baba the most? Can anyone answer me? There's an answer. And the answer came to me very quickly in Gyan. Brahma Baba. Number var. Race. The topic today. The race. Number var. Brahma Baba loves God the most, and I acknowledge it, and I vow to it, and I applaud Him, and I want to be like Him. If He didn't love Baba the most, He wouldn't have been declared by God, announced by God as Krishna. And today, tomorrow when He's coming too, Baba does not come without Brahma Baba. He's the host of God. The host. Many meanings of the word host. He's the one that is welcoming God is also the other word for host, right? When you host a party. So He's the host of God. So tomorrow, and it took me as a Sikh upbringing in this lifetime, it took me a long time, maybe 2 years in Gyan or 3 years in Gyan, to recognize Brahma Baba, because I didn't believe in idol worship. And every time I saw the face of Brahma Baba so big in all the Brahma Kumari center, it turned me off. And I would focus on the light above. I loved what I was hearing. I felt the shift. I got the clarity of soul. I got the clarity of God. But Brahma Baba, this face, this human body. Till I went to a retreat and they made us sit in front of 12 pictures of Brahma Baba, 3 minutes each picture. Big, huge picture. And I looked him in the eye and I said, okay, it's time I faced you. Because what I did was, what I don't understand when I was new, I put it aside and I said, one day I'll understand. I can't understand everything. I'm just a little dot. I keep a globe in my meditation room, and every time I look at the globe, all right, you are nobody, nothing, you're not even a dot in there. Okay, fine. So you can't know anything. All right. Don't think you're too smart. Everybody says you're smart, but you're not. You come first in class all the time, but that's, you know, you never studied. He just helped you. And I know that. I never studied, and I was like, thank you, God, for making me come first in class. I thank you for making me hear and understand everything I hear and remember everything I hear, because I'm not doing anything. And so That globe is a very good reminder of that point that I am. And lesser than a point, tinier than an atom, tinier than any, the tiniest thing possible. Brahma Baba. It clicked with me. He's my angel. He's finished. He's done the job that I have to do. Karmatit. Finish off all my vices. Ananda paya meri mai, Satguru mein paya. I used to sing this Shabad and say, where is the Anand? When I'm singing it, I'm in Anand. The moment I'm out of the Gurdwara, the Anand has gone down the drain. Jiske sir upar tu swami, so dukh kaisa paave? Are tu te hai na sare disar de utte, to fir dukh kyon hai? Jiske sir upar tu swami, so dukh kaisa paave? Main te dukh hunda hai. Something's wrong. I'm sad. Here and there, I recover very fast. By His grace, I recover very fast. Even before I came into Gyan, I was very positive. But that, why are we doing Prabhu Milan? The reason, love. No matter how much anybody loves you, it's not enough. Your mother loves you like anything. Your father, your brother, your sister, your parents especially. It's not enough. All my friends love me. It's not enough. Something's missing. And when I took Gyan, I learned what's missing is that completion, because I was so loved in Satyug, so 100% that anything I receive now at the bottom of the ladder couldn't ever, ever compare with that 100%. So we need to be that 100%. Without being 100%, we can't be at peace, we can't be pure. We need to complete that purity, that complete that journey, complete that peace, complete that contentment, complete that detachment. The panch vikars jo opposites hai na unke, wo humko chahiye. Isiliye Prabhu Milan karna padta hai. There's no other way you can get out of this hollowness inside without Prabhu Milan. Once I realize that this is the only way, and it is the universal way of all religions and everyone, Tivra Purushat, I've got to do this. And then Guru Nanak Dev Ji asks, Kiv Sachyara Hoye, Kiv Kure Tutte Paal, how to become a truthful being? Hukam Razai Chalna, obedience. Yesterday we talked, Dr. Sachin also mentioned a lot about obedience. And then Guru Nanak Dev Ji in the fourth question poses two more questions, which is our question. Moha ki bolan boliye jit sun tare pyar, pher ki agge rikhe jit disse darbar. What do I do to gain your love? What do I do to be able to come into your darbar? And the reply is Turki Bani, Baba's words. Amrit vela sach nao vadiyai vichar. Karmi aave kapda, this body, kapda is just the cloth that you have to shed. Nadri mok dwar, Nanak says, Eme janye sab aape sachyar. Are, all I have to do is get up at Amrit. I was getting up at Amrit Vela even before I came into Gyan 3 years. I didn't get up. I didn't know what to do when I got up. I used to talk, Baba, somewhere you are going. You know, the funny thing is, from small, I was put in boarding school from the age of 5 years old. 5 year old child being from Thailand, I'm from Thailand, being put in a boarding school in Waverly Convent Education in Mussoorie, Uttar Pradesh, 9 months and back home only 3 months. And those days, we weren't rich. Parents, everything was, value of rupees was 2.5 times the baht, more valuable, and nobody came to meet us the whole year. Nobody. This little 5-year-old girl in boarding school, what is she going to do? We prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. When the teacher scolded you, when your best friend fought with you, when there was no food to eat, when the toilets were so stinking, who is with you? So morning, night, and luckily it was a Christian school, so they really taught us to pray. God is dwelling in my heart. He and I are one. What have I to fear? What have I to fear? Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. Let me not want to be consoled as I console, to be understood as I can understand, to be loved as I can love. Dinda de lende thakpai. Let me be the one to give love to everybody, not just receive and receive. Let me be the one to be it. On my path of spirituality, I searched for the perfect being. And every search ended with disappointment. Sadness. More sad. The more religious I became, the more institutes I went to, Art of Living, Radha Swami, they all came to me. I didn't go to them. Somehow all, everything, even Brahma Kumaris came to me. Baba just sent these things to me in my life. It's really magical. But I got sadder and sadder inside. Outside everything's fine. My life is luckily, except of course I did have my husband's anger as a challenge a bit. But today I acknowledge my husband as the best human being possible for me to be my partner. That's a big thing to say. Because he allows me to come to Baba. He allows me to open a meditation classroom in my home, despite being a Sikh family. He pays for everything. I stopped working. Once I was on the path of God, and I have children and I don't have to earn, I stopped earning. I stopped being a teacher. English teacher. I was an English teacher. God, that's my purpose. I got to do this. This Gobind Milan thing. Pai prapat manuk dehariya. Gobind Milan ki e teri bariya. Hey soul, you've got this body for the purpose of meeting God. That's the purpose of the body. Avar kaaj tere kita na kaam. Whatever else you do is useless. Mil saad sangat paj keval naam. Keval. Only you. The six scriptures are beautiful. And I understood everything even before I came into Gyan. And that's why I used to hear Shivani. I used to hear lovely talks on TV, but it didn't take away my sadness. It didn't take away the hollowness. It didn't take away the... It didn't give me the experience that this Gyan gives, that Murli gives. When I first heard in the second chapter that God is here, I was like, okay, somebody is here on earth that I got to meet. I didn't think it was God. I thought, Guru Nanak jaisa, Brahma, Jesus jaisa, Buddha jaisa, somebody like them have come here. I'm going to go to this Mount Abu and meet this person. Whoever it is. I never thought it was God. You know, I thought they're just saying God, but okay, because people think of Guru Nanak as God, people think of Jesus as God. So I was like, whoever this entity is, I'm going to meet this. Little did I know I was going to meet God. Can you imagine? And then the teacher said, listen to Murli. What do you have to do to meet God? Be vegetarian. I was already vegetarian. Thank God. And all brahmachari. I was already a brahmachari because we were having so much anger and quarrels. And he's like, why do we even have to have a physical relationship when we are quarreling all the time? It was just not... And he was as pure as me inside to feel that. That, hey, because we... If there was a loving marriage in this world of today, it was me and my husband. Leila Majnu ki hamari kahani thi. Kahan pahunch gaye? So Leila Majnu ki shaadi nahi hui. Leila Majnu didn't get married. That's why they are lucky. Okay? We got married but we are luckier because we had the thirst. And so we found the Prabhu Milan and the ready. This whole period of bhakti was the ready, the getting ready. This gyan and yoga is the steady. The steady. I haven't gone yet. The go is the anand. The go. Because you know when you run on a track field, when you stand and the guy goes ready and you're shaking and you're warming up. And steady and you're still on those stilts, ready to take off. And then go. When you go, the race is over in no time. So go is the end of the race. We are in steady. Sometimes we go and we feel and then we are back to steady or we are back to getting ready. So the journey is really, really beautiful, and the bhakti helped what it is, what is happening in life today. Ya mandir mein kaun basai? I used to recite this. Oh, I was telling you that when I used to get up at Amrit Vela in Bhakti, I never knew what to do. All I said was, look here, you say, I have to do Amrit Vela, you wake me. I talked, because as a child in convent school, I talked to God, I was saying. I talked. I always talked to God. That has been the only companion. But yet, I didn't know Govind Milan. The last point that I want to make, the Govind Milan, as a soul, I am thought. God is thought, feeling and vision also, inner vision. He is thought, feeling and inner vision that is open, because he doesn't have a body. So he doesn't have these bluffing eyes and these false ears and this false body. So his energy of thought, feeling and vision is spread out. And so his love is flowing endlessly all over. My tala buddhi is band. I am in this body, and so I need to open this godrej tala that Baba says. And when I open this, I realize I am thought, feeling and vision. Then I create the vision with the thought and the feeling of love more than Majnu, more than Leela. I invoke it in myself. I have a union then. I have allowed God's love is equal for Brahmins and non-Brahmins. Every soul, a beggar on the street, when I look at the beggars on the street, I see they are God. Hitler, everybody he loves equal. But my specialities, I have learned how to open the connection to realize that I am thought, feeling and vision. And I use that to tap into his energy anytime I want to. And that is Govind Milan. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.